I would close the open forum, and then if the petitioner is online, as I understand it.
Yes, I am.
Sir, the floor is yours.
All right. Thank you for taking that petition up. I was just participating in the lion season here the last several years, which starts on December 26th and ends now at the end of April. Generally, at that time of the year, lions kind of leave from the high country, following the game down into lower elevation. I'm at the southern hills down here, and I do not see much lion activity during the current Black Hills season. And because of that, seeing how it is open year round outside the Black Hills, I was looking for an opportunity, at least on private land, not necessarily on public land, but on private land, so that I'd have an opportunity to harvest a lion down here. If I look at the numbers over the last several years, I think I've only seen a couple lions harvested out of Fall River County. Correct me if I'm wrong, but the lion activity down here has definitely been increasing. I've owned land here now since 2014, moved down here in 2017, and I do some trapping as well. I trap coyotes on my land, and over the last 2 years, I have trapped 7 different mountain lions that I've had to release out of my traps. So there are definitely a number of mountain lions down here, and they are increasing. There's a female here that's had cubs off my property here. She's on her, I think, her 4th set of cubs now since I've owned this property. So I'm just looking for an opportunity outside of the current season, at least on private land, have an opportunity to take these lions. I do have family that comes and visits all the time. Generally, they come for Memorial Day, Labor Day. Got them coming out for Thanksgiving. Got a young grandchild that's now 5 years old that loves coming out, spending time with Papa. And it makes me a little bit nervous how close these lions are getting to the cabins that I have here. I've got 240 acres here, 233 actually, and my son lives here with me, as well as my daughter and son-in-law. And the lions get to be within 100 yards of these cabins quite often. I've got trail cameras up that I've been running for several years, and just makes me nervous as well to have this many lions around with people coming and visiting. But that isn't the only reason. As a hunter and a sportsman, I'd love the opportunity to harvest lion. And as I said, I've released 7 out of traps. You can't legally trap them and catch them, so you let them go unhurt. If there's anybody having any questions, I'd be happy to answer them.
Tim, do you have any questions for Steve? Bob, you don't have to give me the exact acreage, more or less than 40 acres that you've got under your control down there, Steve.
233.
A pretty good track of land.
Yeah, I'm actually I'm only about a mile from the Cheyenne River, so you know, of course, if you get south of Cheyenne River, they're open year round. But being up here, up high on these bluffs, I happen to be, from what I've heard from talking with the biologists over the years, there's roughly 16 territorial males in the Black Hills here. And I've got one here that has his territorial marker location on the backside of my property here. So it's kind of an area that gets hit a lot by him. He comes through about once a month. Of course, now that with a female around, and she had several cubs here now. She's had 4 set of cubs that I know of since I've been here. That's quite a few lions when you only have 2 harvested in Fall River County that I know of.
Sure. Commissioner Locken, do you have a question?
Commissioner Locken. Steve, where are these lions during the season? Why haven't they been taken out?
my guess is that they just kind of disappear. It seems like about early part of December is usually when we start getting some pretty good snows, and the elk definitely move out of here, I'd say by end of November usually every year, and they don't usually come back up until April or May, to where I see a lot of elk. And my guess is just a matter of them, you know, chasing the food, that they disappear that time of the year. Occasionally I'll get one through in season, and of course they're not easy to hunt, and they're not easy to harvest. I've never actually harvested one, so tracking them is one thing. I've tracked them for miles and miles here through the national forest to my west a ways, and you know, it's definitely a fun and interesting and very takes your whole day up, enjoying the scenery, tracking these lions. It's interesting following them, but unfortunately, from my land perspective anyway, they seem to I don't have as much game that time of year to entice them to stick around and be around at that point. My busiest month seems to be October. If I just had a couple extra months, October, this month here, I've had, I think, 4 or 5 different activities of lions on my land here just in October. I've got a fresh kill from a couple weeks ago that a lion came through and killed a deer and ate it. And so there's a lot of activity in October, but again, it seems to disappear come December. They seem to head to a lower elevation.
Okay, any other questions for Steve? I'd have a question for Director Krishnan. Tom, if we were to allow for this competition to go forward, what kind of estimates have you guys thought about internally as to what kind of impact would have a biological impact on the number of mountain lions in the Black Hills? Or when you guys looked through the reasons to not support the petition, was that conversation ever had as to, is this really going to have a big impact? Would it or wouldn't it not have an impact?
Mr. Chairman, so in the conversations and looking around this particular petition and the time frames, in particular year-round, again, I'd go back to a couple of statements I shared with you earlier from regulatory complexity, the ability to harvest if feeling threatened. I would also offer up, and it was one of the points that Ms. Hilding mentioned there, go back in time to our mountain lion season structure. In the first couple of years, we made modifications and adjustments to the time frame of the mountain lion season around a lot of concerns that were being expressed about those cubs and litters. We were trying to find that time frame in particular where we would minimize to the best of our ability the impact of harvesting a female that would have young kittens or young cubs. And we initially had the season starting even in October. Then it got moved up to November to actually coincide with the Black Hills deer season, thinking that individuals that would be out hunting deer would also pick up a mountain lion license, the opportunity to harvest during that time frame. Again, as we picked up biological information related to the population through radio telemetry work, we found and discovered that the months where the least number of young litters were out there was that December, January, February, March timeframe. And that is what was the primary driving source for us to move the mountain lion season to begin that late December, right beginning of January timeframe through that main winter months. And that was one of the driving forces from a population or biological perspective that we did look at and consider as the mountain lion season evolved from the very first season through about the first probably 4 or 5 seasons until we finally got to that spot. And that's where we have been since, other than in a recent change where we extended from the end of March through the end of April. So from that piece, I would say that has always been a discussion point as we look back on time from a population perspective, some biological information that we had obtained through our research work and efforts through multiple years.
Thanks. Anybody else have any other questions for Steve or for any of the department? Commissioner Rissler.
Steve, this is Commissioner Rissler. You talked about the number of mountain lion growing and you're seeing more of them. You're becoming concerned for your grandkids as they come. Have there ever been a situation where you've had to scare them off, chase them off in some way?
Well, good question. I have, this year is really the kind of the closest they've ever come. A few weeks ago, I had one come within 20 yards of the front door of my daughter's cabin coming through. Not sure if this was a new lion, but normally they have their patterns, and I know the way they come through my land and the patterns they use, and this was abnormal to see this. That was a concern. That's really the one that kind of brought me to this petition, actually. I had not seen that before. I also got a horse up here as well, and I've had one come pretty close to the horse, but I haven't had any contact where the lion has acted strangely or seemed like that they were, you know, too concerning where they were going to attack somebody. But again, I don't have I didn't have a five-year-old grandchild running around that, you know, as adults, you know, and my adult children, I teach them what to do in case of a lion encounter, just like I do for rattlesnakes, and, you know, to act big and not run for sure to trigger their predatory response. And I have this conversation with my grandchildren as well, the same thing. But, you know, when they're that young, of course, the first response for them is probably going to be fearful, and they're probably going to run, which could trigger that response. But to this point, and I'll also restate that I have trapped 7 different mountain lions in the last 2 years on my land and released them. And releasing them from a trap could be fearful as well. Of course, we always have a gun handy in case they decided to attack. But every case that I've released has been very successful. The lion has not tried to attack. Their first response is to always run away. So once you get them out of the trap, let them out of the catch or the catch pole, and off they go, and they take off running, and it's not really an issue. The only problem might be a case, you know, with the cubs. I've caught cubs before, and they're pretty easy to release, and your only concern at that point is about mom. You know, she's going to be pretty close by. I do have a question for any of the if there's any biologists here, what month do you generally see the cubs take off on their own? Because, you know, of course, that first year and a half, they're with mom. So from my perspective here, it seems like it's somewhere around August to September, usually, when that, once they're over a year old before they take off. But in the case of the female that I've been monitoring here for the last 8 years, every 2 years she's been pregnant. So she doesn't have a whole lot of time on her own when some cubs do take off. So I'm just curious, what do the biologists see from a time perspective when those cubs do reach that age when they're over a year? Do they actually take off from mom?
Mr. Chairman and Commissioners, I'm going to ask John Kant, if you're still on the line, to please help answer or address that question for the commission.
Yeah, hi, John Kant, Section Chief with the Department, Mr. Chairman. Yeah, so as Director Kirschman mentioned, we see that peak parturition or that peak birth in those winter months, say January through March there. And so, yeah, typically we're seeing these young dispersed from the female at 14 to 18 months, somewhere in there, but it can vary. And so I would say that there's really not a peak time that we see that the kittens separate from the female. As we mentioned, they can have kittens throughout the year, with that peak being in the winter months. So those dispersals from those youngsters leaving the female can be throughout the year as well.
Any other questions, comments? If not, I'd entertain a motion on the petition.
I'll make a motion to deny the petition as suggested by the GFMP. Leave it at that.
Okay. There's been a motion. Is there a second?
Mr. Chair.
Commissioner Whitmire.
Yeah, Commissioner Whitmire. With the data that we're getting, the data on the populations of the mountain lions is, you know, you don't just go out and count them. It's a scientific process, and then we're being updated regularly on how that goes and information given. So, you know, outside of this meeting, we've seen a lot of information to really make the case that the population isn't growing overall. We've kind of found a sweet spot. We've found good ways to manage that population. And I'd second the motion to deny, because as Steve makes a great case, that he's really got concerns in his area, but without the biological reasoning on why there would be more influence of mountain lions in any particular area in the hills, I think at this time it would be it'd be tough to just decide that it's opening up more areas without having an effect on our population and kind of a rift in our management of that. Thank you.
Okay, there's been a motion and a second. Any other discussion on the motion? The motion is to deny the petition. Commissioner Lacken.
Yeah, Commissioner Lacken here. I'm going to vote to deny, but I will say that if a troubled cat keeps coming back to the same place year after year, we've got some responsibility to help this guy out. So I think I would vote to deny it, but I'd also say we have to go to work on this deal.
Okay. Any other questions or comments? Commissioner Spring.
Does the department have the okay or whatever? Say he has a problem with his cat, keep coming around, paying real close. Can the department put a dog on it and take care of that problem? Or is that something that you could do?
To the chair. Go ahead. Commissioner Spring, so obviously, as you know, we do have hounds that we do utilize in terms of mountain lion stuff. Where we would come in and actively pursue one would most likely be the scenario or situation where livestock has been taken or pets have been killed or taken, things like that, where then the landowner or that person would contact us. Then yes, in situations like that, we would certainly go in and look for that problem cat, as Commissioner Lacken just alluded to. I'm not aware of, now there could be a situation out there before though, but from the standpoint of a mountain lion being in the area that we would just then actively come in and use the dogs would be very, very unlikely. The likelihood where we would come in and actively use the dogs to track the animal and remove it is when we have known instances where livestock, pets, those types of things are being attacked, killed, or injured.
Any other questions or comments? Seeing none, I tell you, Steve, you've got me. I was leaning really hard to try to help support you on this because of the landowner issue. I really do believe that there's a lot of weight that has to be added to personal property and your management of that. But I also can't go against, the Mountain Lions Working Group and the study that we've done and the different quotas that we set and the staff that I have all the respect in the world for. So with that, I've also got to.
I'd like to ask a question.
Okay, we'll come back here in a second. I'd like to be able to support you on that, but this time, I guess what I would do is I'll tell you that you and I we need to chat about this online and talk a little bit more about the property rights side of this. And they motioned me that you've got a question, which is kind of out of order here, but not much of today has been in order. So I'm going to go ahead and let you ask your question.
Yes, the question I have is Do you guys feel that the number of lions taken out of the Black Hills, I know the numbers haven't been hitting the quotas here the last several years, and from what I've talked with hunters myself, that you know, when they originally came out with the season, that it was something new and everybody was excited about it, and that excitement level has kind of dropped off. But I'm originally from Iowa, and in Iowa, in the Midwest, as you guys probably know, mountain lions are showing up on a more regular basis every year. And every time you read these reports, the DNA says they came from the Black Hills. I just read an article from Wyoming here this past week, and they say the same thing, the disbursement problem they have of lions coming from the Black Hills. That it seems to me that, you know, our young males that are being produced here are taking off and they're heading cross country all over the place. That, you know, that would be a reason that we also might want to maybe extend this season, you know, if not year round, at least bring it back to maybe October again as a starting point, so that we could harvest some more lions. They don't start showing up in Des Moines, Iowa, and Kansas City and Chicago and all over the place.
Well, we certainly appreciate it. Like I said, I'll make it my word that I want to work with you offline on this deal, and we can have a little bigger and better conversation about it. But with that said, I think all of the comments are in, and we have a motion and a second. And so the motion is to deny the petition. All in favor of denying the petition, indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Thanks for your time, Steve. Again, we and I will be in touch.
Mr. Chairman?
Yep.
Director Kirschman again here. So with your denial, one more step in finalizing would have to be the passing of a resolution for the reasons for denial. So based on this conversation, we will put our heads together here real quick and pull that together. And if it works for you on the agenda, then my assumption would be is we'll bring that as an action item when we get to the wildlife portion of the information items on the agenda, if that works for you.
Sure, we can add that in, and I've got a printer here we can print out.
Okay, I'll work with Mr. Katilnik, and we'll pull a resolution together for you as the commission to vote on that.
Very well, thank you. With that,